The voluntary program established by the 2014 Farm Bill will allow dairy farmers to take steps to protect their business from economic risk beyond their control.
The sign-up for that program will begin on September the 2nd, and producers will have from September 2nd to November 28th to sign up for 2014 and 2015. We will be providing assistance and help to producers to understand whether or not this program is in their best interest with a web-based tool that will go online. It's cloud-based, so most smartphones, tablets, computers, and alike devices will be able to provide access to this web-based tool. This web-based tool will give producers the ability to take a look at their operation in the context of these protection program and make sure that it makes sense for them to get involved.
Now, the Margin Protection Program, which replaces the Milk Income Loss Contract Program, gives participating dairy producers the flexibility to select coverage levels best for their operation. And Vilsack says the program will be individualized to each state.
We will also be working with our state extension service in each state and our FSA offices to conduct state-by-state outreach program, which will be individualized to each state, because dairy in each state is slightly different. FSA employees at the county offices will also be and have also begun being trained on the use of the web-based tool. This web-based tool can be found on the USDA website at either one of the following locations: at usda.gov/farmbill, one word, usda.gov/farmbill, or at usda.gov/m, as in mom, P as in pirate, tool, MPT tool, TOOL.
He explains what the new Dairy Margin Protection Program will actually provide.
This program will provide catastrophic coverage. The differential between the all milk price and general feed cost drops below $4 for 100 weight for two consecutive months, and those who are purchasing the catastrophic coverage will receive coverage on 90% of their production history. The production history, current producers will have the ability to choose the highest production year from either 2011, 2012, or 2013. If they're just starting a dairy operation, they can actually annualize production to the extent that they've had production for several months. They can annualize that number, or they can use a NAS calculation based on the size of their dairy herd to come up with a production number.
Vilsack says producers will be able to buy up coverage.
They'll be able to buy up coverage on the dollar amount at 50-cent intervals. They'll be able to buy up the percentage of their production history by 5% increments. The catastrophic coverage has a premium of $100, and while the prices are good this year, and we expect and anticipate that they will continue to be good next year, well above the threshold for the triggering of the catastrophic coverage for $100, folks may be wise to get engaged and involved in this program just as a safety measure and to learn how it's going to operate, because this is a program that's obviously going to be in effect for the length of the Farm Bill.
Vilsack also announced that a second part of this is the establishment of the Dairy Product Donation Program. It authorizes USDA to purchase and donate dairy products to nonprofit organizations that provide nutrition assistance to low-income families. But these purchases will only occur during periods of low dairy margins. To learn more about this and to try out that new web tool, just go to fsa.usda.gov/mpptool. That's usda.gov/mpptool. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.